glasses.
Yes.
When did you change it?
This week.
It has to be, because it wasn't, I didn't see this last time.
No, on my vlog I said I was going to change it, and so I did.
Oshay. Why are you hating on my book reviews?
I didn't hate, I was helping you boost it. I commented.
No, I know in your comment. Yeah. I'm talking about in the WhatsApp.
Oh, normal now. Like, mm-hmm. You, if you have no hater, then I have left this world.
Okay.
If you have no hater, I have left this world. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just know that whatever you do, I'm somewhere hating. You might not see it, but I'm definitely somewhere. Like, if you post a picture, like the picture you posted recently on Instagram, I think, on one of your accounts. The one where you were sitting. No, where you were sitting down, crossing your legs, that one. I can't remember the caption because you had posted it on somewhere else before.
I posted it on my story, on my regular Instagram story. Exactly. And I posted it on that mountain.
So when I saw it the first time, I hated. When I saw it the second time, I hated. So yeah, just know that.
Good to know.
This year, I'm open with my hating. I'm hating on people and you can't do anything about it.
Okay.
There's this guy at the gym that, like, he benches like 4 plates. And I look at him and I hate on him. I'm like, why are you still coming to the gym? You're already like big. Like, there's no point being here. There's this guy that boxes, so he like shadow boxes for like 45 minutes and he's sweating and going up and down the stairs. And I'm looking at him and I'm like, I'm hating because you're already good at what you do. Why are you still here? Right? There are these women that do yoga and they're very flexible and they're always like stretching. I'm like, hating.
Do you do the yoga class?
Not yet, because I'm hating on the people in the class. I'm like, why are you here? Like, you're
trying to attract you now. You're not interested.
So kind of maybe, I don't know. But
how do you find this iFitness?
It's very interesting. So it I attend what's it called? Cardio Blast classes on Tuesdays.
What do
you
do for Cardio Blast?
Like, so exercises. Basically, yeah, it's like dancing, stretching, and core exercises. So I've been attending since December. I haven't missed any. Right. So last week the guy came up to me and he was like, oh, you know, like, keep going. Thanks for like always showing up. Like, I can see improvements and everything. And I looked at him and I was like, cool. But I'm still hating on every other person in this class because, like, why are you guys all here? Like, sometimes I show up and we're four and I'm like, yes. Then like 10 more people join the class and I'm like, fuck. Like, you guys shouldn't be here. Leave it. Do you get? So now it's like, all of a sudden, instead of getting that slightly personalized experience, it's now a class. It's now in front. It's not telling everybody what to do.
As if there was a personalized experience.
No, but I mean, hey. And then, so I've been cycling for a while now.
Spin class?
No, not spin. Now that's just... I'm getting there. So it's not spin. It's just me cycling every time before I work out, right?
Okay.
I've been boosting it. So I started from 20 minutes, now I'm on 45 minutes.
That is mad, though.
It's mad. I'm very proud of it, right?
But that one is day, mad.
I think it's Wednesdays, they have spin class. So I'm not sure.
Mm.
So I was cycling and this guy comes and he starts arranging other bicycles beside me. And I'm looking at him like, what are you doing, like, bro? And he looks at me and he's like, oh, he looks at his watch. I was six. Like, I should. Spin and I'm looking at him and I'm like, first of all, yes, I'll be done before six because I have 15 minutes.
About joining the class.
Exactly. That was what was in my head because I'm looking at him. I'm like, bro, first of all, don't tell me what time you're starting. Yes, I'll be done before six. But who told you I don't want to join the class? Like, I looked at him in a funny way and he's like, oh, I don't know that this class is starting by time. Like, that one doesn't concern me. I will finish what I'm doing. And funny thing, I finished at 5:55.
Mm-hmm.
But you know those people
who
also...
You.
Yeah. You know people who come to the gym early, like before their class. Like, your class is by six and you're here at 5:45.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're just standing around watching me cycle. And I'm like, can you wait outside? Like, can your class is by six? Can you wait outside?
Do you prefer this iFitness to your other gym?
Yeah. They have more equipment and the people here are friendly. But everybody from my other gym is here now.
Really?
Yeah, everybody
because
from my other
gym
is
down.
Yeah. So it's also like a funny thing. Because now I see people I know and then there are also people I'm getting to know and all that. But I'm still a hater, so I don't talk to anybody in the gym. Right, there was this lady that while I was cycling, she was doing like stretches, right? And then I'm like, it's only two of us in this space. That's cool. I have my earphones in. And next thing, she comes in my line of sight to stretch. And I'm like, I looked at her, I was cycling and I raised my hand like, what are you doing? The whole gym is free. And she starts laughing and I'm like, it's not funny. I didn't say that. I laughed back, but I'm like, I'm like, bro, there are only two of us in this whole space. Like, why are you in my line of sight?
I wanted to see her stretching.
Probably, but I wasn't in the mood. I'm there going uphill listening to Lose Yourself, and you're telling me you want to stretch your legs. I don't care. But yeah, this year I'm hating on everybody.
Thank you.
Yes.
Are we recording?
No, we're recording. All this will be in there.
Oh my God.
Hi, guys.
Me, I thought this was personal.
No, this is. You know, everybody is no grief for anybody. My own is hate on everybody this year.
Clearly, Isaac.
Yeah.
Wow. Hi, guys. I didn't know we're already recording, but that's cool. That's cool.
Hey, guys. We're back.
We're back home. Yes. Happy New Year.
Same to you. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. This is February. See, it's when you wake up that is morning.
I didn't tell you, Abby. So,
let nobody drag us. But we're back.
We are back. Oh, welcome to episode 219.
I didn't know you would remember.
Of the Road 30. I ran back.
Ah, proud of you. Yeah, same. I did that this morning.
That's how I was able to know.
219, no.
Yes, of the Road to 30 podcast. Dolly here.
Isaac here.
How are you guys doing now? It's been a minute, though. I know you guys were like wondering what
this,
we're up to.
Yeah, this was a long break. Somebody said,
very long,
because I left Twitter for a long time. I saw a tweet yesterday. Somebody was like, oh, I hope Dolly and Isaac are okay. They haven't tweeted in a while. I wanted to respond, but I'm not tweeting this year. That's my thing.
Really?
Yeah, I'll just see, like, and move on.
Why?
I don't know. I will probably tweet later on in the year. But for now, I'm not feeling it. I feel like there's a disconnect with social media and reality. And being off for like a long time made me realize it. The first day, February 1, when I joined, I already started feeling like, oh my God, the country is falling down. And that was like all anxiety. I was seeing. Yeah, anxiety and everything. I'm like, wait, it's actually sunny outside. Touch grass. Mm. So because of that, I'm trying to...
Yeah, me too. I'm trying to disconnect a bit, not like fully, but just a little, because social media gives me anxiety, and I realize that, like, now over a lot of just different things. Like, I like still going because I think it's really on social media that sometimes I know what is happening in Nigeria, and I think it's important sometimes to know.
Facts.
But I also don't want like information overload, and also people, I've been listening to too much, like, I listen to too much pop culture gossip stuff.
Oh, okay.
That stuff also, I realized that it gives me a lot of anxiety. Like, I had to, like, before this whole Meg Nikki beef, even
they are beefing.
I'm not even paying too much attention to it because people will not stress me. You understand? Right before, like, it even was already beginning to happen. Because I think what happened was, I first of all was on social media, and I realized that Steph London and Jada Kingdom were having their own beef.
Why? When?
So it happened like earlier on in the year. I think, so people say that Steph has been taking shots at Jada for a while.
What?
Because,
like, they were saying, you're like, look, but I won't go.
Because, you know, like, Steph used to date Burna.
Yeah, we all know.
Then, I guess right after Steph and Burna stopped dating,
yeah,
he kind of like dated Jada Kingdom for a little
bit. Who is that?
She's this Jamaican rapper. She has like a really nice body. I can't even lie.
Let me guess. She has a fat ass, right?
Ah, of course. You know, that's the kind of thing Burna likes.
Fair, because,
you know,
like,
she's very pretty too.
No, continue your story. Let me see.
And she's dating. Just you see her Instagram. She's dating this guy now, Party.
Who is that?
Meg's ex.
Okay.
So apparently, you see her.
And she has tattoos.
And she can rap. Let me tell you something. I have never listened to her music up until.
What is a lot of tattoos? Beef. Oh my God. Look at. Okay, yeah, I get it. I see why. Yeah.
You get. She's a
Bona is a type, actually. But yeah.
So, like, apparently, like, whether she.
Oh, wow. Now,
sorry if I'm not getting the story right, though. You know, this is just from what I could gather. But they said Steph might have thrown some shots in one song she did recently. Jada asked, because people were saying that she was taking shots at Jada. Jada came on live, said, Steph, why are you talking about me? Like, let me know now before I know how to respond.
Right.
Yeah. Before, oh my God, you know it, songs were going, Yeah. Before you knew it, songs were going back and forth, back and these tracks back and forth, back and forth. I ain't gonna lie. They're like, you know, like she can rap, I can't even lie to you. She's really good. So I realized at one point when I was like looking at the Kini, and I was like, what is going on? Why am I even paying attention to this? Because it was just even normally I don't listen to Stefan Don that like that. She's good at what she does, but I don't really listen to her music as much. Jada Kingdom, I knew she was an artist, but I never really listened to her music. Why is it now? I'm all here. Like, I was so tired of it. I was like, oh my God, I think I need to take a break.
You know, yeah.
I even muted. You guys know I love Nikki. I had to mute her, like, because I was like, girl, you are not going to stress. None of you guys. I don't even know you. You people don't even know me.
Facts. You know, to be fair, I personally, right now, my social media is properly curated. I love it so much, right? Because I spent like a whole week over Christmas going not interested. Then I'll refresh, not interested. I did that continuously for you. So now I only see what I want to see.
What you want to see.
And a lot of the time when things like this come up, I'm like, really, that is going on? Like, I feel like if you do that, you realize that really and truly there isn't much that is interesting on internet. Like, you actually take a step back, because a lot of the time they tell you what you should like.
Yes, and absolutely. Like, and what you should listen to, what you pay attention to.
And I don't like when someone messes with my element of choice. It's like, I don't want to see content like this, boy.
I just really want to stay away. I'm more like away from social media. I still like check up from time to time, but I'm trying not to be too into it this year, because like I said, it really was giving me a lot of like anxiety.
I can
for
imagine,
no reason. Like, it's not even necessary to have that kind of anxiety. So I'm trying to not be as
on there as that.
It as I was.
I mean, I did notice that I've started to meet a lot more people.
From what?
Just in life in general. Like, I've started to meet more people. I don't know, maybe it's because of being a bit more out there and all that. But yeah, I've started to meet people, and it's interesting. But going back to what I was saying earlier, I've still not talked to people at the gym per se. I'm still I'm still in my, put my towel on my head, do my thing face.
That's that. When I used to go to the gym, that was always me. I mean, if anybody, if there are people that you see regularly.
Yeah, there are some people I see regularly. I'm like, sport, but that's about it. Yeah. Nobody knows my name. Nothing.
If they come just with me, I would, you know, talk with them. But honestly, I always prefer not, because I just felt like it was adding more time.
Yeah. Also, I've been told now that I have a very bad resting bitch face.
He probably do.
Like, I was surprised. Know. I can see somebody that, told me recently, like one of the trainers, he was like, bro, you know, try and smile more. And in my head, I'm like, fuck you. But like, what do you mean? It's like, you know, you, like your face, it looks like you're like,
yeah, they vet.
Exactly. And I'm like, really? I'm here listening to Barbie something. Ah! And like, you know those videos where the guy's face looks mad angry, when his head is listening to something nice. But
Kinoff.
Exactly.
I'm Kinoff. Did you watch the Barbie movie?
I've just started it.
Yeah.
I literally just started it and it's not giving.
What do you mean it's not giving?
I don't know. I'm 5 minutes in. So you know the part where you know the part where they are dancing and she's like, wouldn't it be nice if we
that's like, where I am. Have you ever thought of death or something?
Exactly.
Like that?
That literally that's where I am. Where Ken has been doing the whole show me or notice me thing.
Ken.
Yeah.
Is I won't say like, I mean, it's not like the way people said that, oh my God, Barbie is so Kinney. It's a good movie, I would say. I liked it. I thought the storyline was very different from what I thought it would be.
Okay.
It was like almost like social commentary in a sense.
Oh, okay.
And I liked the way they did it, because the truth is, if we're being very honest, Barbie had been very, very influential in the lives of young women till today.
Fact.
When we were younger, like even up until now, young girls are still getting like Barbie dolls, and seeing Barbie, like President Barbie and
all that at the beginning.
Those were, so I like the way they did it in the sense that like they were actually going on a journey of what Barbie has been.
Yeah.
So throughout the movie, you notice that they're actually going from like the history of Barbie, the company, and why they started doing certain things, right, certain attributes, certain Barbie lines,
right,
stuff like that. So I was very, very, I thought it was well done. I thought the acting was good, you know. You know, they recently nominated Ryan Gosling. fan.
Yeah, I saw that.
And for his role in Barbie.
Yeah, he was saying, I think there was something. Did he get snubbed or something?
Margot Robbie got snubbed. So Barbie herself.
And somebody was complaining, right? One of them.
And people, I don't know who was complaining. I didn't see any of the whatever. But okay. Ryan Gosling got nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah.
Margot Robbie got snubbed. So a lot of people were feeling like, how come?
Oh, right.
Margot Robbie got snubbed. Like, she acted, which she did. She acted very well.
To be fair, I am yet to pass.
You should finish it.
I will eventually.
You should finish it.
I noticed that there were way better movies that were on my list last year that I've been watching. And I have to publicly say that if I've ever by any chance hated on Korean movies on this podcast, I sincerely apologize, because those movies have me in a choke.
Oh, hold. Yeah, I've gotten there now.
Wow.
It's so crazy to me how, like, whenever I see guys like getting like hooked, I don't watch Korean drama. I don't hate on it because I know that if I watch it, I'll probably get hooked on it. But like, I just choose not to get hooked on it.
Yo, the stories away from in it. Those movies. Like, I watched one. I think it's called... Is it... It's not Departed. That's a different one. Basically, it's about this guy, right? That... You know what? I don't want to spoil it.
No, it's
but listen, Dolly, like halfway through the movie... You know when you're literally like locked in, like you're looking at your screen, like the whole world can burn right now, but I need to find out.
I was watching
Yo, the plot twists.
I have a close friend as well, a guy, and he watches K-drama. He watches K-drama.
No, the thing is,
he watches K-drama on Netflix a lot.
I'm not falling into the series part, but the
just
movies.
Just the movies, okay.
And they, like, they actually...
It won't be long.
To be honest. But the thing is, I love like the acting, the pacing, like the filters they use, the scenery.
The scenery,
wow.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in that phase in life now where I'm like giving everything a chance, and I won't lie to you. Damn. I'm thinking about Pilates, but I don't know if I've reached there in life yet. It's like
Pilates
a middle class.
Cool.
Yeah, it's like a middle class thing. But we'll see.
Pilates are cool.
Yeah.
All right. So, Isaac, how was your holiday? They said we should give them detailed gist.
Of how... Let me start with how on the 24th of December, I almost died.
What happened?
All right. Thank you very much for that question. So, on the 24th of December, I can never forget, around about 10:30 in the morning, me and one of my staff, we went to fill gas for the peak period. So we're at the AA Rano, we're filling gas. There was a long queue. Everybody was trying to get
How do you fill gas? Like in jerrycans?
No, like in the gas cylinders.
Okay, right. Oh, yeah, sorry, gas.
Yeah, gas. Not like American gas.
Gas.
Yeah. I should have said that, yeah.
No, but it's not use me. Go on.
No, but it's a thing, really. But so we're filling the gas, right? And then obviously there's a long queue. This guy comes in on a bike and he brings like this small cookie. Like, you know, the size that people have in like their kitchens where they like cook on top. So he brings this and he's like, oh, that his burner isn't working, but that he also wants to fill the gas. And they were like, okay, that we should just wait since we have like 12.5 and stuff, that they should just do his own. So they did his own. Everybody was watching. We're just, you know, there was good conversation. Everybody was chilling. Then they helped him fix his burner. Right. So they give him his gas on the side, right? Just like very close to where they give him on the side. And we all continue doing what we're doing. Tell me why this guy brought out matches and was about to test his burner. If you see the way, one of the guys serving the gas jumped and shouted, Moku, and then held his hand and pushed him away. And that was when everybody almost ran out, like, what's going on? And then they were like, we're a feshi gas, Mo. And I was like, what? And we looked and we saw really and truly this guy had, he had matches in his hand. And he said, I'm going to test gas, Mini. And everybody was like, are you mad? On top 1 kilogram of gas, you want to end everybody's life here?
Yay.
Bro, it was crazy. So everybody was there like, is this how we, like.
That's how life ends.
Listen, that was what one man was saying, that this is how it happens. Like, it will be like joke. And next thing is news that, this thing went off.
This is what happened.
Totally, I could not believe it. People that brought solid like 12.5-6 kg to buy, we didn't test. This guy with his 1 kilo wanted to end all of us. Like,
imagine if that guy did not see it in
list. Like, I don't. Like, the thing is, almost all of us missed it except this guy. And I was looking and I was like, damn.
Do you find yourself reflecting on this throughout the day?
Dolly, for the whole holiday period, I told everybody that cared to listen this story as to how I almost died.
Oh, okay. So you're saying that. I remember when I was telling you that time last year, was it 2 years ago now? Guys, that's 2 years ago now.
Probably.
That 2022.
Yeah.
That when I was got on saying I almost died, you said I was being dramatic.
Oh, no. I apologize.
Okay.
Because, Dolly, I tell you, I told everybody, even my staff, we told mm-hmm. everybody mm-hmm. for the whole period that, listen, mm-hmm. we could have died. And it was not like, it was literally the day before Christmas, bro.
Okay. So, that's wild.
Yeah. Then another thing that happened on my way to Oshun last year, the car got stopped by police on the normal Ijebu Ode route, and mm-hmm. normally we get stopped all the time. It's mm-hmm. a checkpoint thing. So this time there were six of us. The car takes 3-3-1. So the car takes 7 people. Mm-hmm. 5 of us were guys, 2 were ladies, right? And they were ladies that are just giving birth, so they were young. And then I'm sitting in front, which I don't like doing. And then the police officer stops us, and she's like, she looks in the car, she sees all of us guys and stuff. Like, everybody calm down. So she was looking at the people at the back and said they should calm down. So me, I'm on my phone listening to podcast. I didn't care. Then she comes to the front. She's like, uncle, calm down. I looked at her, I said, why? And she said, wire. Ebole. And I'm looking at, I'm like, first of all, no, because I've done nothing,
right?
And second of all, why? And then she looks at my tripod and she's like, what's that? I'm like, it's for pictures. She's like, calm down with your back. And I'm looking, I'm like, why? Anyway, I come down. She says, oh, we should go to the other side of the road into like this little bush thing so they can search us. So at this point, now everybody else in the car is looking and like, because we're all guys, we're grumbling like, oh, this is what they always do, blah, blah. I looked at her and I said, first of all, why are you like, we mm-hmm. are youth and see how you are harassing us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, we're young men. Not everybody is a thief and all that.
Yes.
So as I'm talking with her, I'm confronting her. She starts to raise her voice. Then the main... or that, I think the head of police comes and he starts like, he's looking at me, he's like, what's wrong? I'm like, oh, that she said we should come and get searched. And he's like, eh-heh. And I'm like, you can't just be doing that to anybody. Like, you don't know, like, this is not fair on the youth. Like, I'm a leader of tomorrow and all that.
Well, she leader of tomorrow.
I said that, and the guy looks at me and he's like, that I should keep quiet. That do I know that they are doing their job? That do I know the amount of things they've seen in people's bags while searching? I'm like, first of all, I don't care about all that. I hear you respectfully.
Mm-hmm.
But in this moment, look at all of us. We've given you no reason. I mean, look at me. I'm literally holding
a
tripod. You can tell I'm a photographer or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I'm talking, she's looking and then she's like, iwo mumadeo pelu. Eventually, the guy looks at me and he's like, okay, I should go back to the car. That they are sorry, that they are just doing their job. And then it turned out that one of the guys in our car was actually a police officer. So he now goes and meets them because we noticed it was calm all through. He goes and meets them. I don't know what they talk about after. But then he comes back to the car and he apologizes and he says that he would deal with them or something. And throughout, obviously, me being Nigerian, I start to mouth off. I'm like, you see, this is what they always do, always harassing us. They don't know who is who. Eventually, the whole thing passed. The ladies were like, Uncle Emma Benud, sorry. And obviously, I wouldn't have done shit, but you just have to.
I love that. Like, it's stood up because sometimes they bank on the fear.
Listen, it's irritating, man.
They bank on the fear that absolutely, and it's unfair because to be, the truth is, even if you guys were loaded up with guns, do you understand what I'm saying? Even if you guys are loaded up with guns, like, it's not for you to just go and start opening people's bags.
Exactly.
And start searching them like that, like, when they have not given you any reason.
And I was even worried, like, that they could put things in your bag. Because, like, yes, it's that something too. I've heard it's, that police officers thing. Do, that they will search
exactly.
you and all then of a they sudden they found something. Like, literally, when we got there were some other cars they had stopped and we saw some guys in handcuffs. And I'm like, what did they do? And obviously, I couldn't start fighting for them. But I was like, what did they do and all that? And, you know, anyway, they just said I should go.
So, Niger, lawless country.
Very lawless. So, towards the end of last year, you know, I stopped drinking. I told you last week, so I was having the most vivid dreams throughout Christmas.
But you had stopped drinking for a while.
Yeah,
you
but hadn't, like, been drinking I didn't drink the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't drink the whole year. So towards December, I mean, maybe because of the Harmattan or something, it was cold that night.
Yeah, you mentioned.
Dolly, my dreams were vivid. I don't know what was going on in my head. It was like I was living in movies, and I loved it so much. I would wake up and write my dreams down.
I'll show.
Yeah, like I had so many dreams. There's one I'll tell you guys on later. I want to turn it into a book or a movie.
Yeah. Okay. But
I noticed that. Yeah, maybe also because I was like abstaining as well, so my whole mind was clear. It just felt clearer, and then I started taking lots of juice, and I switched my diet. So I don't know, my brain. The dreams were just mad vivid. It was almost like a new day had come. But yeah, apart from that, the park was good.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, we had good. We had a but that Christmas was around Abby. It was though, Dolly. I walked my.
I can imagine.
But it was worth. Excuse me. It was worth it.
Yeah,
it was a beautiful Christmas for us.
That's good. That's good. So you guys had a lot of people come through,
bro.
I really love that though. I'm so happy for the residents of Ocean State.
Listen, I am happy for them too, but they need to learn to go home on time.
How would they go? They're having fun.
Listen,
I'm having fun.
There were days where by 9, we're like, please, it's dark, we're not doing it. And they're like, no, we'll just sit and dance. And you're there looking like, bro, please. Like, please. There was this day, one guy came in at 8 p.m. He's like, oh, that he just got to a show that we should not even, he doesn't want to hear anything. And we're like that. Wait. I don't understand. And we told him that, oh, we stopped selling tickets at 7:30. He said, no, he's not hearing that.
Just him on his own?
No, him and two kids. He said he's not hearing that too.
LOL.
And we're like, but we're trying to get people. I said, no, that he can see people in there. And he will pay, and we will sell him those tickets, and he will enter, and he will have fun.
What did you guys sell for?
We had no choice.
That guy came in with an agenda. That guy was not going to go home.
You should have seen the wahala this man did. He literally sat on his car in front of the ticket, and like, no, me fegbo. Emma ta ticket, and for mini made lo gbadun ara mi. And I was like.
I love head, it.
I'm like, bro, we don't have a choice. And they messed
and
up.
And the children had fun, Abby.
They did. And they danced and they ate. And the annoying thing was the moment we sold to him, more people came. So it was now like, you know what, at this point, we just keep selling.
Just till the end.
But it was a very good, very good.
That's so
very
nice. Good. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I love that there is that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just a nice thing for the community because it's not a lot of.
Yeah,
sports, I'm sure, to really just go and enjoy. We must go to this park this year. I don't know how we'll do it. Maybe a few of our listeners will, maybe we'll just arrange ourselves.
We're always open when you guys we'll are come. Ready. Yeah,
Isaac, we have to try and plan it or something.
I'm down.
That'll be really fun because I would really love to come
an interstate
down.
Trip. We have to be careful now. They are kidnapping on Lagos Ibadan.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they kidnapped PDP chairman.
What?
Yeah.
When?
Kidnapped in Lagos Ibadan, this Ogere place. I think last week.
They released him now,
but they kidnapped him last week.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and I was looking and I was
Nigeria
like, that's
is
crazy.
In a state of.
Listen, if Lagos Ibadan has reached there, my sister, one has to be careful. One has to be very careful.
Anyway.
But yeah, that's what a bit about what I got up to.
Okay,
and sorry, last one, I attended a wedding.
Yes, so and
according
I like
to,
the purple suit.
A pimp named Slickback suit.
As in name.
According to the internet also, I would just like to tell everybody, thank you. I am now a married man. I have done both my traditional and my white wedding. I was there casually at my cousin's wedding, and everybody was telling me congratulations.
That is so
And I
funny.
Said, it's not me. And they said, that's what a Yoruba man will say. And I said, okay. I lean into it then. Thank you so much for the wishes. As a single father of two, I have finally brought home somebody. Thank you very much.
Anyway, my holidays. Holiday was cool. I spent time with, I guess, loved ones.
Oh, cute.
Mostly friends and management and stuff. Did I do much? Not as much, just relaxed. I was able to enjoy it. We thank God for resources available to even enjoy the holiday. Then after a while, I spent some time by myself because my mom, usually even when she's around, she'll not be say we are doing stuff like that, but she wasn't around at all. So it was just me in the house and she had traveled. She was enjoying her own self in the UK.
I love that for her.
I love it for her
too. You know, that's how my mom said too. My mom, let me tell you a quick story before you continue. My mom is the most annoying. In November, right, my mom goes, listen, nobody, none of us can leave this business right now. This is the best time. This is the busiest time. We need this to work. Everything needs to go well. 1st of December, my mom's like, yeah, so, what's your ticket? And I'm looking at her. My dad and I are just there like, God damn it. And that is how it was, just two of us again.
She
Christmas
wanted to make sure that for you the two year will be around.
My sister. It was the funniest thing. She kept hammering on how we can't leave.
We
this
can't leave.
This is peak
period. Yeah, she was planning.
Next thing. And I'm like, why? She's like, well, money left to love you, sir. And I'm there like, oh, God.
Mom-see. But I love it. So, yeah, she went out by myself for a while, which was nice. Just relaxing, reflecting, all that stuff. Then I think I went out for lunch a few times with some of my friends,
okay,
which is always good. So usually, I'm not going to say usually, but something that has happened at least last year, December, the previous year, December 2022, is that a lot of times, because of how the year goes, maybe certain friends you've not really been able to see or hang out with as much.
True.
So that December now is now the like, okay, obligation.
True.
I must go out for lunch with this person and that person, so that at least we have seen each other. Since there's some money in hand, let's try and use it to spend time with loved ones. So that was cool. Christmas Day itself, I didn't go to church. We didn't have a service, I think, because
it was a Monday, no?
It was a Monday, yes. Usually, church is still like, you know, I grew up in an Anglican church, so Anglican churches usually still have like Christmas service.
Yeah, but also, side note, Anglican churches, your program is stressful.
Is it?
Yeah, the wedding I attended was in an Anglican church. I was so upset, bro.
Why were you upset?
Because the book was 26 pages and they went through everything. The guy reads, everybody says amen.
Yeah, no, but you get through it quick now.
No, it wasn't quick. Maybe I was hungry.
How many hours was the service?
Like 3.
Oh, okay, no, that was a long service. Maybe that was just because it was a wedding. That was a very long service.
That was my experience of Anglicans. I'm sorry, I have to.
That's a very long service. Anglican churches are usually not, except maybe if you go for, because when we used to normally go, we go for first service. I'm used to the first service. And our family church in Lagos, if you go, it starts at 7:30, and I think it ends around like 9.
Right.
The most that it would get to is maybe like 9:30 or something.
Right. Okay. Fair.
But yeah, so typically it's like a 2-hour. Okay. Service, which is pretty much the same as
fair enough.
But yeah, I think I went to the day before, which was a Sunday. It was really nice. The Christmas that they do in our, I don't go to my Anglican church again, but you know the church I go to is nice. So it was very nice. It was very fun. I got there late. But let me share my story. I was going to share this later, but let me just share my story about humility and favor.
Okay.
I got to church late that day.
Okay.
I didn't want to get to church late, but
this is Christmas Day.
No, the day before the day Christmas. Before, so 24th. That was when we did Sunday. Yeah, 24th.
Okay. The day I was there fighting.
Yes, meanwhile, you were fighting for your life. I had gone to church. I got there late. I think maybe like 30 minutes late, which is a very risky thing to do on a day like a Christmas event or Easter or anything like that, because church is already super full. So I get there, I enter church, and I'm already worried because I don't like going upstairs. I feel like I can't really hear properly. So I get there, I enter, and I'm just like, okay, they are saying that they will add more seats. So I'm kind of like waiting. There are a bunch of people who keep on coming. I meet some people there, some people keep on coming. So they keep on bringing chairs, but they are bringing in like very small, like maybe 2-3 at a time. And you know Nigerians. Anyway, so me, I'm trying to just enjoy, like, because they are singing at that moment in time.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to enjoy while trying to be patient.
Yeah.
All of that. At one point, they are bringing chair. And people that came after me are rushing this chair. And I'm like, at some point, I'm like, God, now, this is not even. But I said, Dolly, you just be humble. You be humble. She who is first be last, be last be first. I'll be waiting. If don't elevate yourself, let them elevate. I said, okay, so I'm waiting. Next thing you know, I didn't want to, because I couldn't even start fighting. Some people were families. Oh, they're all fighting for each other. Me, I'm just on my lonesome. So at some point, I'm standing, waiting. Next thing you know, one of the ladies that is bringing the chair just says, let me take her somewhere to sit. Mm-hmm. Isaac, the third row in front,
you know, it's so weird.
Where they carried me.
So you like that? You like being in front?
I like being in front, in the center. It's easier to hear. You okay. Just you just feel closer.
Okay.
And it's just a nicer sitting. I would prefer to always sit in front if I can.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? I mean, you can never really sit in the front because yeah. All the protocol, pastors and all the everybody. Yeah. You know? But if I can get the second or the is easier for me, I can hear properly, I can everything properly. So when they carried me to that front seat by myself, the lady, I think maybe it was her chair, and she realized yeah. She's not sitting down anymore. I said, you see, this is why you humble yourself. I was humble and I received favor. They carried me to all the people that are fighting chair. Now imagine if I joined them.
You'd have sat somewhere. You'd already be
somewhere. I'll just be in the back.
But now that's actually good. But you know, side note on this thing. When I used to go to church, then I used to hate being in front for two reasons. Mm. The camera guy always found me. I hated it so much.
I can see how your face is a camera finding face.
Listen, I hated it so much because it's like, okay, I'm here now. And then next thing, the guy comes. Mm-hmm. And he does a sweep and then he's in front of me for like 2 seconds. Now I'm looking at myself on the screen, and I'm like, okay, can we move past? Then he moves. Then it's time to do praise and worship or something, and we're dancing and I'm doing my 1-2 step and now I'm seeing myself on the screen. It's like, I can see bro, that. Bro. So because of that, I used to hide at the back, and guess what?
They still would do found
a full it. Sweep. And still come and like, and you know one thing I used to hate then, right? Because my parents are obviously in front and everything. Mm-hmm. So when there's a sweep and I see myself on the screen, I will see my mom looking back with pride, like, and I'm like, God damn it, I don't need all this, man.
Let me tell you, it's so awkward when the camera finds you because you don't know what to do.
Like, what am I supposed to do?
Like, you can't even help, but like, should I smile? Like, it's so weird.
You know, the annoying one was when, like, maybe they are preaching and everybody that is on camera, like, has, like, a notepad and they are taking notes. And then it comes to me and I'm just like...
Let me know, like, me, I know they carry notepad to church. I mean, I'm not a notepad person. Maybe if I need to, I might write something maybe on my phone.
Mm.
But typically, I don't write. I just listen for the most part.
No,
but I see why it's important for people to write.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Good. You know, some things that I've written in the past, I still, like, maybe go on my phone and I look at it. You know?
Speaking of notepad person. I saw my notes from earlier in the year. It's funny how you're in different spaces at different times.
I'm telling you.
I encourage you guys, though.
Every day you're in a different space.
Please write your thoughts as at when. It helps you appreciate when you go over things, right? Because sometimes you look back and you're like, damn, I went through that.
Yeah.
And sometimes you look back and you're like, wow, I actually felt all this. So it's a good thing.
What did you do on New Year's Eve and into the new year? Like, how do you celebrate the new year?
First of all, we closed late because people were demanding that we do
New Year celebration.
Yes, and that we do what's that thing called? Fireworks. They were demanding it. So I think it's something we have to do this year. Because we already knew we'll close late, but because we have mixed stuff, so some people need to like pray I noticed that different churches had different lengths of programs. So some churches, I think it's the man in white, is it Winners? I think his people, they do like 12 till 6 or some like 10 p.m. till 6 a.m.
Really?
Some people are in church till 6 a.m.
I don't think I've
ever
seen a church my sister. But some do show.
But yeah, what happened that day? We closed late. I wanted to rest at home, but my pops wanted to go to church. Crossover service. So he said, like, because we didn't have light, he was like, I might as well come.
Mm-hmm.
So I was at the crossover service, which was very... It was... So my church in Oshogbo is right next to a bar. Like, literally right next to a bar. And because it's... crossover, the church is over full, so you have to sit outside.
Yeah.
So if you're outside, you're listening to bar music, but watching... the screen and all that. So, And this, like, I think this is the... second time it's happening.
Yeah, because you were. I remember you mentioned it before.
So this year though, I was in. I'll say I was in bar church.
Bar church.
They were bumping Ashake.
Oh my god!
Yeah, they were doing a countdown with what's it called, fireworks. But Pastor Adeboye was also preaching at, I think, that exact time. So we're dancing into the new year on two sides. Yeah,
that so crazy.
That's exactly what my new year was like. People were shouting Happy New Year with Organize, every other. So it was it was interesting. But it made me realize that life is actually beautiful, man. Because there were people who were right there, and you should have seen the excitement while they were drinking beer and going. And then on the left, you see people literally about to like pray their lives and everything. I was like, this is nice. This is actually, this is life. Everybody's life, just doing their own thing. And then there were people blowing up my phone telling me, oh yeah, Keshi, fireworks next year. Oh yeah, Keshi. So
yeah, I think you guys are planning better this year now.
Yeah, but just that means that we can't be at crossover.
That's so true. Maybe I'll Popsy
do,
want
yeah,
to
my
for.
Dad wants to do that. So maybe I'll have to manage that while he goes.
You find the staff that I will be with him.
Yeah. I mean, we had some of the Muslim guys were okay.
So that's those are the kind of things that you ask.
Yeah.
You know, like, do you mind? Yeah. Do you pay overtime for that kind of thing?
We had to pay overtime because the work was a lot. I was working.
It's necessary.
Like, the work was a lot. Like, I felt for them.
But do you guys open on New Year's?
We had no choice. Only one as amusement well. Park. We closed
it's true,
at
Sha. It's true. You have
9
no
p.m.
choice.
On the 31st, and we're open at 9 a.m. on the 1st. It was a... You don't understand how busy that period was. Like, it was mad. But I needed it because it was... It gave me enough time to get away from my phone and stuff. It was really, really intense. But it was good.
Yeah.
It was really good. It was really good.
All right.
What
me,
did you do?
Crossover... I go to church. For the most part, it's only been a few years that I haven't gone to church for crossover. But last year, 2023 and 2024, I was at church. But I made sure that as soon as service was over, I told myself, when we hit 12 a.m. we're shouting the Happy New Year, I will dance for 5 minutes.
Okay.
At 12:05, I am walking out because if you wait too long,
right.
That traffic.
Yeah.
And it was a good thing that I did that because I was hardly in any traffic.
Ah, that's good.
I was hardly in any traffic. So I got back to the estate. My estate people, they have a thing they do.
They
do New Year together too.
Yeah.
So they do barbecue, ice cream. This is my SA people. They like enjoyment.
I mean,
if there's one thing I've noticed about them. And they do fireworks, all that stuff. So I was just passing. I wanted to go home, actually. But I said, let me just... Because I wanted to take some pictures of the fireworks. But I said, let me even enter here. Let me see if there's anything I can get. I wanted to get small chops. Said I finished.
No more.
They were doing more. Me, I could not wait too long, Sha. The ice cream line was so long. I said, I'm going to go home. People should not worry. I'll be fine.
I'm trying to remember where I went for small chops and it had finished. Okay, yeah, it was the wedding. And I almost lost my shit.
Bruh.
Because I was like, I had been asking you guys to keep small chops for me. I had come here 3 times.
Oh, my name. So... New Year's Day, I don't really like going anywhere on New Year's Day.
Okay, so you were home?
I was home. I like to make food, New Year food. Usually, I used to do this thing because my mom used to do it when we were younger. So I kind of like try to like keep up with it, but it can be very exhausting.
What?
My mom, when we used to come back from crossover service, she will cook something.
Okay.
Coconut rice. Or my mom, one of the things that I always loved about, one of my favorite dishes from her is her coconut rice. Is just banging. So she'll make something, we'll eat, then you eat leftovers in the next morning.
Okay.
So I've tried to do that a few times. I mean, it has worked out, but sometimes it's so tiring, so exhausting. I'm already super tired from church. So I said, no, I'll do it when I wake up in the morning. Do it, enjoy it. So I was at home. I cleaned as well.
Okay.
Just getting the space right.
I mean, that sounds good. On New Year's Day was where I wore my baggy trousers. Check my Instagram. So yeah, that was where I said, you know,
I saw the picture. You're your bucket hat too.
Yeah, I wanted to start this year feeling good.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
I think I'm going to continue doing that this year. So this year I've decided to wear a lot of shoes. I'm trying to step back from slippers.
Okay.
I've been wearing mules a lot, so I've bought shoes.
You do wear mules.
Exactly, and I don't know. I'm trying to go back into shoes this year.
Okay.
Let's see how that will go.
By the way, you guys, let me tell you, this was the first time that we've gone on break that we never discussed a coming back time.
Yes.
I think we kind of figured, okay, we'll be back in January. Me, I'm usually the one that pushes for a date. Yes. But I think me, I was even ready to go. Like, I just was like, man, we'll figure it out after the
exactly.
Kingdom. Truthfully, you guys wanted to come back last week.
But please tell the people.
What happened was,
have you seen the Beckham thing?
What?
Beckham and Victoria.
Oh, when he came back to come out, when she was busy there trying to act like
tell the truth.
Tell the truth. Tell the truth. We wanted to come back last week. That was the plan. I had convinced Isaac that we should return. Let us at least not end January without coming back now. And we even had a meeting the day before. But last week, I got sick. I had malaria, which was very...
Your enemies.
In fact, and it really drained me so much. And by the time we met, even Isaac said, this Isaac, he did not even want to come back safe Saturday.
But I wasn't ready.
He would have come back if I pushed for it. Yeah. But me, myself, but
luckily
I was
for
like,
me, who was ill, you...
I didn't want to come back with that kind of like energy. I had recovered, or I was like maybe a couple of days of recovering, and I didn't want to come back giving, you know, that kind of like sick down energy.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of like tired. I was kind of drained. And to be honest, I'm glad that it didn't happen last week, because last week Saturday, I really, really was tired.
Yeah, you looked it too.
Yeah, I was really tired on Saturday. I was exhausted. If we came back that day, it should just be like as if no,
it's by
who
force.
Even forced you
exactly
to come back. So that's why we're just like, come on, take the other January. Come back in February.
Yeah, so Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys.
If you're new here, Isaac here.
And Dolly here.
If you're not new here, Isaac here.
Dolly here.
But yeah, a couple things that I wanted to get off my chest, although now the time has passed, so my anger would no longer be valid. So I noticed midway through turning a ride on in December that we had been nominated for something.
Oh, yes.
Right. And this is mad because, so I don't know if you guys know, but I stopped paying for DSTV because nobody watches it. So I didn't see all these things, and I wasn't even in Lagos. And then somebody messages me and goes, oh, you guys were nominated for an award, but I'm too busy. I'm like forwarding it to Dolly, like, you know, what's going on? And then a couple days later, someone else messages me and goes, oh, congratulations, I saw your nomination. I'm like, on what? They're like, oh, is it Gage? So I said, oh, Gage. The person's like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I went on the Instagram of Gage Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And what did I see on that podcast? Only 4 people.
Yeah.
I was not even there. Now, let's double back 2 days. Before that, I had just voted for my good friend, So Nigerian.
Mm-hmm.
Because I saw him posting it and I was like, hey, this is big. And then somebody tells me later that, oh yeah, you guys were nominated. So obviously, what did Isaac do? I flip out. But because I don't want to be reacting anyhow, I called Dolly. Alpha, what do you think? And what did Dolly do? Oh, you know, maybe.
You know, you guys, let me tell you something. I always...
She tries to be a voice of reason.
Yes. And to
it's
be
not
honest,
every day.
It just did not make sense. Let me explain. The
Which
thing
is why
that I was a
upset.
Bit confused.
Yes.
Because, first of all, I hadn't heard anything about any nomination. Isaac was the first person that mentioned a nomination to me that, oh, some people said that we've been nominated for an award, that they've seen it on TV or whatever. But Isaac was like, it's not on the Instagram. I was not like... Have you seen the ad, the TV thing? He said he hadn't seen it. I'm like, okay, not to say that anybody was not being truthful. Like, I'm sure that nobody would just say that they saw something that they did not see.
Of course.
But because we also hadn't seen it yet, so I didn't want to, like, over, you know, think instantly that they were coming
I
at us at a bad, in a
was,
bad way.
I felt
so I just like, you know, we haven't seen it yet. You know, maybe there was an error because it doesn't make
error.
Sense to me.
It couldn't have been
why?
An error because it was too long. Like, that is incompetent.
Yeah, I was just feeling to myself, like, why would, like, because ultimately it's not like it's a people's choice award
exactly.
situation
like
where people vote.
There.
So if it was like a situation where I was just thinking that if they are the ones that nominated us for themselves,
yeah.
right? There should be no reason why it would be on TV,
but it's
and it
not
won't be
on
their Instagram. So that's why I was just like, maybe there is an error somewhere.
Yeah.
So it wasn't until one of management's friends sent him, he had seen it on TV.
Yeah, so he sent
took a
it.
Picture of it and sent it to him. He showed me and I was like, oh, okay. So in that moment, I think I had told Isaac about it that, and I showed him the thing. And so we said that, okay, let's just message them. Let's not just be like, it's, you know, maybe they were, again, maybe there was a mistake.
I, okay,
right?
So at this point.
So
I
messaged
not,
them.
Yes, I you messaged them,
but they didn't give me a response.
Yeah, because I had messaged them on Smoke.
Had you messaged them before me?
Yes, now, which was when I now told you that this is what I sent them about. It
no,
being
no,
a sham.
But I messaged them first. Or did you message them
I
first?
I messaged them first. I told them this is a sham.
No, because you told because when you message, because I had messaged them, then I told you that I had sent this message to them a few days ago. You now sent me a message that you were going to send to them.
No, I sent it already.
Oh, so you're not like you're not telling me the truth.
No, because like you know when I'm on Smoke sometimes, you always like want to like diffuse it. But so this year I wanted
Isaac,
to start on
Isaac,
Smoke.
I thought he was a
no, I had already messaged them on Smoke. That's why when they replied you, they said oh, they had already replied Isaac. Because I was on Smoke.
Yeah, because
if
what I
had,
thought happened
was
they had seen your message like after like maybe
my dear,
because
no, we had fought. If we were in Lagos, I'd have made a whole ass video, but I'm happy I wasn't because in retrospect,
I would
have been
mad.
No, of course. But it was just, to me, it was just mad. Long and short, yeah, we got nominated for that, but they didn't allow us.
I mean, we didn't have enough,
yeah,
it was like literally 1 week.
I felt it was because, one, disrespect, two, because they probably didn't find any video of Road to 30.
I didn't want to think that that was the reason why, because it wouldn't make any sense to me.
But yeah, they said
I didn't want to think that that was the reason why. Because ultimately, the truth of the matter is that, look, let me tell you something, you guys. I know that a lot of podcasts do videos, and it's a great thing. Even us, if we want to do video, it's just, it's not the most, right now, you know, us, I'm very particular, and Isaac is also very particular about us being able to like do something that we can make sure that we are doing it constantly. And the truth is, if we start doing videos right now, we are not in a place where like it will be sustainable.
Fact.
So we want to get to a place where it's sustainable. But ultimately, at the end of the day, podcast has always traditionally been an audio thing.
Plus, I think what that also showed was also like the what's that thing called, the content was able to speak, not necessarily.
Yeah, exactly.
That,
so
the content got there.
Yeah. So I didn't think that it had anything to, personally, I still don't believe it had anything to do with the video. I don't know where the error came, because that was a very huge error. They did apologize.
Yes.
You know. But hey, it is what it is. What it is. I'm
until it isn't, then it's not. My message is fight. Come out on Smoke. Come out on Smoke sometimes, because is this lack of Smoke that Isaac and Dolly always do that has allowed people to just say some flagrant things and try and redefine a space that they have no, you know, let's not go into that. But I am hating this year. Or rather, I'm being a little bit more honest about certain things. No, somebody, I told you I was having a conversation with someone about how, like, you know, podcasting and all that stuff. And I'm like, bro, if you're 5 years deep in a bag that has grown an audience without your face or flagrant stuff, people should give you the respect. They shouldn't just say that.
I
you
mean,
know.
It is what it is. Yeah. I don't have, personally, you know, you guys know me. I am not saying.
Which is, Dolly, sometimes I need you to be on my Smoke. Like, if I hold a gun, don't hold
a
knife.
Like,
do you know what is happening? I hold a gun, I'm ready to shoot, and you come out with a Bible. Now I look like I'm just doing the most.
No, I mean, don't get me wrong. I think my thing is sometimes I try to, like, give understand. Like, I want to understand what maybe necessarily went wrong before I vex.
Well,
you
fair,
understand.
Fair.
So that was why, like, I didn't want to like be so upset with again, because to me, you guys are the ones that have the platform. You guys are the ones that choose who you want to nominate or not. So if
no,
you
me,
choose
I'm
not
even,
to nominate,
I've moved away from that. I mean,
okay,
like,
yeah,
the
but
whole
that's
space
and
thing.
Yeah. Meanwhile, also, you know, the podcasting thing as well.
Yes.
One of our fellow podcasters had sent me like one of these videos
exactly
of last season.
Oh, is it the one where he was?
Tips of
being a successful podcaster.
Being a successful podcast.
Where it's like, no, don't
it
think
was
about
hilarious.
It. Just say,
just
it.
Say
the
it.
More,
the stupider the
more,
it is,
the better. You know, don't think
I
about
mean,
it at
was,
all. Don't use
it
your
was
brain.
Hilarious.
Because,
but it was also kind of like sad, you know, because you know, when we've been podcasting for a while, we know that is not that's not what a lot of us. There was someone in one of them, one of like. The older podcast, Young in Love. I think I saw her comment.
Yeah,
where she said something like, "If only we could go back to the days when podcast was not just about controversial takes
facts,
and stuff
facts,
like
facts,
that."
Facts,
and
facts.
I felt her on that because you know it's an unfortunate thing where like having a podcast now is like a what do you call it? Like you just want to talk rubbish.
I want to just come and save my mind.
It's hilarious to me, but like it's you know,
no, but
it is what it is.
Yeah.
When things like this are bound to happen, when you know, and not to, everybody should just do what they want to do.
Please.
But Road 30 remains.
Yeah, let's just say that, you know, when
I don't have anybody to come against to that, Everybody should enjoy themselves.
No, not at all. I think that's also another thing. We try to steer clear of.
No, everybody should do their own thing. You understand? I mean, the only thing that me, we try our best. So I just maintain what we can maintain and to cut our clothes. According to our size. Maybe we don't go do too much. So you guys, I know you guys will love for us to do video. By the grace of God, only if we can have enough resources.
But let's see.
To be honest, I don't know if it will happen.
Also, the beauty of this, I love like being in my house and being honest. I don't want to have to get a haircut every 2 days because there's a camera in my face.
Yeah. I don't think it's ever going to happen, to be honest. Yeah. Maybe we'll be a video podcast if we're being very honest with you guys. But who knows? Next year we might do more video content
probs
than
you see.
To say that we'll start doing videos. Yeah, but maybe we'll just do more since it's our final.
Yeah.
Will be our final year.
Yeah.
Podcasting. Anyway, what are you thinking about this year? Like, what is your
before we get to that, I wanted to say a couple things. So, guys, please, if you're listening, subscribe everywhere that you listen. Please try and subscribe. If you listen on Spotify, subscribe, leave a rating, 5 stars preferably. Somehow, somebody dragged us down to 4.9. If I catch you. But yeah, 5 stars preferably. Same on Apple and same on, I think it's Google Podcasts. So leave a rating, leave a review, you know, just say what you feel, good things hopefully, and then keep loving and sharing the podcast. That really means a lot. I got a lot of messages over the holidays asking when we'll come back, and also just saying that they found the podcast and that they love it. So that is good. So
thank you guys. Welcome to all our new listeners and all our returning listeners. New here.
You were asking me a question. Hit me. What was your question again?
No, I was just saying what's your plan? How is your year looking? What do you plan to? What are the resolutions, stroke, just things you just want to
all those
add.
Ins and outs.
Yeah.
Okay, before I do that, my AP for this year is not this year, but this first episode of the year, right? Is learn as if you will live forever. Live like you will die tomorrow. So yeah, it's my motto for this year because I noticed I slacked a bit on learning last year. So I want to go back to reading, watching informative stuff, and then, you know, actually living like I would like die tomorrow. So I'm going out a lot more now and I'm doing things. And then to now answer your question, one thing that I'm getting rid of fully, I started it last year, I mentioned, is shame. Like shame, I'm getting rid of shame, right? Because shame is an external thing. It only comes in when you perceive yourself from someone else's lens. And who really cares, right? So I think it's for everybody out there too. If you guys are still battling with shame, try and get rid of it. It's always like, if you're doing something, you don't think about shame until you put yourself in a position where you're now looking at yourself from someone else's lens. Be it validation or something. It's like, there's no need for that. Right. You know the guy, the target run guy. I don't know if you know him on TikTok.
No.
The guy that does target runs, that's his content. He goes to Target and he makes videos. Right. People used to clown him until he got an NFL deal. And now everybody is like, oh my God, blah, blah, blah. So it's like, do that thing you want to do and just get rid of shame. So a couple things that I want to do this year. I mentioned reading. I want to read a bit more this year. I want to exercise, which I've started. So I've got my cycling thing going. I want to keep in touch more with people, be it family, be it friends. What else? I want to network a bit more. I want to I want to go out more also. I want to create a lot more content this year, right? Because I found that I actually do enjoy doing that. I want to be comfortable with visibility also. So I don't want to shy away from opportunities. Then I have a planner. I've been telling you on it to show you. I forgot to show you. It's like this huge ass 2024 planner. It's lovely. So I'm trying to actually visualize for this year, like what I want to do. I have some goals. but I'm not under pressure to execute them. But yeah, I'm trying to do that a bit more. Then for us, the podcast this year, I want us to actually, and I heard this on 90s Babies, but I want us to spend more time together outside the podcast. Yes. I don't know how you do it. I don't know what you tell your man that you're doing. But I need us to hang out a lot more. And I tell you why. We have one more year of doing this. And there's a high chance after that year, we're going to be in different countries for the rest of our lives.
Perhaps.
So I want us to spend more time together outside. You. I don't know how. But yeah.
Oh, wow. You're such a fan. Ugh.
You make me sick. And because of that, Dolly, you're going to ask for my autograph and I won't give you. You will beg for bread and I'll give you stones.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you stones.
Hey, I'll ask for fish. You give you me ask snake.
I'll give you rubber. Oh my God.
Go away.
But yeah, I think
those I hear are some you, of I hear my aims.
Yeah, I want to dress better too.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody told me that I have a very pretty face, so I want to dress better and like do all that. So yeah.
Okay.
What about you?
Okay, so for me this year, first of all, you know, I was saying that when January comes, I will start looking for work.
Banter.
And I did look
okay
to see what was out there.
Mm.
And you guys, I think I told Isaac this last week, you guys, the job market, I am completely intimidated. Like completely intimidated. Like I was just like, because it's so weird, but I was thinking to myself, like, me. It feels like I don't have skills though. Like
real.
Like it just feels like I have like little skills here and there. Facts. But nothing that I can say that I am except really podcasting, if I'm being very honest, that I'm an expert on for real. And that really made me nervous and made me scared. So what I just decided to do was that I was like, I'm just gonna take things easy. So I've left the job market for now.
Oh,
thank God for his provision that I'll still be okay. But what I've just wanted to do was like, I felt it in my spirit, in my heart, to just finish my project management course.
Makes sense.
I kind of like stopped it like when I traveled
last year.
Yeah,
okay.
When I traveled, because you know, I was on a break and I was like, okay, just kind of like taking the break in, then Christmas, and then, you know, now we're here. And I was just like, actually, I finished it by now. You know, my mom is paying for it. Thank God she's not listening to this, because I was just like, I need to finish that before my mom. Before my mom, she would just say, I'm not paying for it again. No, please, mommy, I still need your help. So I have to finish it. And so I'm working on finishing that. And then when I finish it, then we can now, like, see, at least I'll have certificates. You understand that I mean.
You can now.
But
do
yeah, you guys, the job market. Hey, the job market fear me, but it's okay, Sha. All is well.
In fairness, I hear that because this job market thing, I was looking at some job requirements and some people were asking for 10 years, 15 years, 6 years.
My dear.
I saw one that I wanted to apply for and they said they had preferred and compulsory. So under compulsory was 4 years in a consulting outfit. And I'm looking, I'm like, I meet every other thing except this now. How are we going to do this? And lo and behold, I applied. And guess what they told me like a day later? Just guess what they told me.
That you don't have enough experience.
No. They said, we love your CV. We'll put it in our system, but this one is not for you. And so that thing there. I want to ask you guys out there a question. Do you guys think that it is bullshit when companies tell you we'll keep your CV for future opportunities? Because I guarantee you they will never reach back to you.
I think some companies, I mean, think about what happened with Curity.
Yeah. You
know, I think there are certain companies, if like they are multinationals, if they say that, I can believe it. Where they, like, he said they kept his.
Yeah. And then they buzzed him later.
Who knows, you know.
I doubt it for.
But it's not to say that you should not still be applying for those things. Because sometimes some companies, that one is just, they will still take you in if they find that there are other things that you, But look, I'm still very hopeful and I believe. Because I've been believing God for like a very high pay. Like the next job I want to take, I need it to pay me very well. So I believe I'll get the job.
I mean, what do you define as high paying? Give me a range.
Let me not lie to you. I can start from like Anyway, I have where I can start from, but I won't tell you people what it is.
Okay.
But what I'll tell you is a nice, well-paying job is a job that pays me 1 million naira a month.
Okay, fair enough.
That is what I'm believing God for right now.
My eyes were open now.
Yeah, that's what I'm believing God for.
I feel you on that, actually.
Yes. Well, and I know that it sounds like a very, like, skinny to shoot for, but I'm just trusting that it's not going to be about my kidney, but God's grace. That's what I'm looking for now. So
the other day, somebody,
please join faith with me and pray for me.
Oh, I'm don't worry, my faith is with you. The other Thank day somebody you. Was asking me salary expectations. And I was, because I hadn't applied in a long time, I was now doubting myself. I was like, oh, let me ask for, and I was about to send a message. I just got this message from my aunt. She was like, oh yeah, this person is going to message you, so don't short sell yourself. Nice. I was like, okay. This is what Dolly say. Right, Dolly says the spirit. I like, I'm just there like, no, hold on, let me call you back. Then just I went and I sat down.
You real quick. Before you're gonna open your mouth and talk.
I just talk rubbish. I mean, I had already spoken rubbish, but I had the opportunity to be like, wait, let me come back.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
But yeah, continue. What else?
Also, so I really want to take things easy. I want to spend more time with God. I think one of the things that happens when it comes to relationship with Christ sometimes is that it can start to get to a point where you start to focus too much on doing all the right things.
As opposed to?
So, you know how like you have a relationship with like somebody that you care for? Let's say one of your nieces or like, right, and you love them very much, right? You love them very much, you care for them, or let's say even like your child, you love them very much, you care for them, and you love them regardless of whatever. Obviously you want them to make the right choices, do the right things, but ultimately it's really about like the relationship that you guys have.
True.
Do you get being able to communicate, talking, just thing, sharing things, confiding in each other, you know, even if they make a mistake, they can come to you and they talk to you about it.
Yeah,
that's really how it's supposed to be. But sometimes as Christians, after a while, you can get a point where you start to get, and I think sometimes it comes from a good place, sometimes it comes from like this place of like feeling like, oh, I have to do all this work, like, oh, so that God, but it's not the case. Like the work is already finished. It's just for you to just, it's relationship that is important. So I'm trying to get back to like that place, and I'm praying that like for the rest of the year that it continues to grow more. Also, I want to, I started already last year. You know, I've had my issues with money, and I still do. But one of the things that I learned was just to give more of it away.
Please, should I send my GT?
I better get that. So I already started that last year. I continued this year.
I have fidelity too.
See, I started again this year.
So what are you giving to?
Most of the time, it's really just gifting.
Okay.
But also, if somebody should ask me for help,
and you can.
And I can.
May I need help?
Get us.
Anything you feel, do, just maybe. <run up. laughs>
And I can. I will try my best. So I'm trying to give more of it away, because money is, again, supposed to be a tool, not an idol.
Yeah.
So, and then also, I'm trying to establish firmer boundaries with myself.
Oh, in what sense?
I have a lot of fat. And I don't just mean that in a literal sense.
Okay, want to trim your excesses.
Yeah, I have. I think I have a lot of excesses. And I think the Holy Spirit was pointing out to me that when people talk about boundaries, I mean, yes, boundaries with others, there are boundaries you need to put in place, but you also have to establish boundaries for yourself. I think that's what we call discipline.
Fact.
Right.
Do you know? On this? Sorry to cut you off. On this thing, one of my excesses is my milk problem. I've stopped it now, so I don't take milk anymore. You know, I told you. No.
But I thought you already stopped taking the milk. You said the milk in Nigeria is nothing.
Yeah, it's the fake. Milk in Nigeria is bad, but I found this one. What's it called? Three Crowns.
You like Three
good.
Crowns?
Yeah, it was good. It's probably the only one that is still slightly good, but I've stopped now. I've stopped.
Why?
Now.
Why is that an excess?
I was taking a lot of milk. Yeah, and it was just a habit that I felt there was no repercussion to you. Just wake up, take a spoon. Just wake up, take a spoon. Like, nobody was, like, you know, being an adult, nobody will say don't.
Don't do
I
it.
Mean, I bought it with my own money. But still, yeah. I should be able
and,
to.
And you have to be able to tell yourself no.
Yeah.
You have to be able to tell yourself no to a lot of things. A lot of things that you even enjoy. But fact. Too much of everything is never good, you know. So I'm trying to really establish a lot of boundaries for myself.
I love that.
Firmer boundaries. What else again? Ultimately, I think I've pretty much mentioned everything. I just want to take things easy. I just want to focus, do the things, like, not overload myself.
Mm.
And, you know, yeah, and just part with my money more, establish firmer boundaries, get into a much more deeper, firmer relationship with God. And yeah, I think that's really it for me, you know. I'm just trying to take things easy.
Fair. I was going to announce this later.
Freak out so much.
Yeah. But that's good. You should learn to not freak out.
I'm trying.
Yeah, you really should learn.
See, that's why I was not freaking out when you were messaging me.
Yeah. I wasn't freaked out. I was just very upset. I think I had had it with certain things. And then that one was like the tipping point.
Yeah,
it broke my camel's back.
And I broke your camel's back.
I did, man. It did.
Yeah. So, I think it's that's a good it for
one.
Me.
It's a good one.
And I encourage everybody to, you know, try and cut the fats.
Yeah, in your lives, like,
cut the fat,
trim
yeah.
your excesses.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to announce this later in the year, but after thinking about it properly and seeing the success of my coaching last year,
okay,
I am actually going to open it to our listeners that I'm having like a monthly meetup to talk about finance.
That is amazing.
So yes, there are certain people that have dragged my neck.
Do we have a name for this?
No yet? Names yet. We're okay. pacing it, but I'll put out a Google form if you're interested. And then we
the motivational lecturer speaker that they've been saying since like the first year of podcast is coming to life.
I know, right? Who would have thought 5 years later?
I love that.
But yeah, I just figured that part of the things that I want to do better is actually do the things I know I can do and stop procrastinating.
Nice.
So it's part of it's part of my out, because while looking for the things that I wanted to do this year, I had to look for the things I didn't want to do. Right. And I noticed that there was a little part of me that had self-doubt about certain things. So I decided I'm just going to go ahead and do. Right.
Nice.
And then I would rather fail than regret not doing. And that has always been a motto I've had in life. But somehow in certain areas, I've held myself back.
Yeah.
So yes, if you're interested, it's not really going to be like we're learning or like a class or something. It's just going to be actual conversations around money. Like, what are your worries and those kind of things. And
that's nice. Yeah. That's nice. I love that. I love that for you guys.
Yeah,
I love
so
that for you.
It's part of my way of beating procrastination this year. So. Let us see.
Let's see. Goes. Congrats. Congrats. Thank congrats.
Thank you. Thank
all
you.
Right. And please make sure you put it on our Route 30 Instagram as well so that they can sign
okay,
up.
Okay. Yes, yes. 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 Yes.
So, you guys, also, I am 18 months sober. I turned 18 months sober on the 1st of February. It's an exciting thing.
That's crazy.
I was thinking about it, I think maybe the day before, and I was just thinking to myself, like, man, it's so crazy how it just feels like a regular thing when I was really struggling, like that first period. I cannot believe how far I've come, and really, it's just by the grace of God. I can't think of anything else, like, because it's not as though the temptations aren't still there.
But
I don't know, it's just... God keeps me. I don't know how to explain it.
Oh, yeah.
Because there are moments where it's there. I could easily, because, like, I think I mentioned this before, and I think I've said it. A lot of people do, some people suggest putting, like, checks on your laptops and things like
that.
My dear, that's how I feel. I mean, I think it works for some people. It doesn't work for me because I would remove it if I wanted to.
Fair.
You know, so I don't have any of those, but. I've been able to, by the grace of God, not. Like, and I don't know how else to say it, but so 18 months is wild.
It is, actually. Proud of you.
Yeah, thank you. We have our sobriety group as well. So if you want to join, please let me know. me, you know, organizing things can be so tough for me. So while trying to like arrange things, help is always necessary, and I have two great people in our group that are very, very helpful.
Nice.
And so it helps me a lot.
18 months is a long time because we didn't stop podcasting throughout that period.
Mm-hmm.
And here that's crazy. I'm proud
when
of
we
you.
Started this podcast.
Yeah,
I was dealing with
yes
the addiction.
Yes,
and now here we are.
Now here we are.
18 months over.
Ah, that's good. I'm actually proud of you.
God is good.
It's nice.
So what else did I want to say?
We do have some things to read.
Oh, I mean, yes. It's not a lot, so yeah. I will just get through
also,
it really quick.
I think this is a good time to save you. You know my Instagram thing I do, where I say people should talk to me anonymously. Mm. Yeah. First of all, there are a lot of pervs in my DMs, right? Because there are a lot of things I can't post, but wow. But somebody said that they take a shot every time I say fair enough on this podcast.
Yeah, I think
and
I saw that.
It turns out a lot of people feel that way. So, yeah, I don't know. It was just interesting to hear because I've never paid attention to it.
Yeah,
so shout out to all of you who get drunk listening because of how many times I say fair enough on this podcast. But yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah. Okay, so I don't know if we have read this before. I don't think we did. When was our last episode?
December.
Let me see.
Was it December 11th?
11th.
Or 18th?
No, it was, okay, I think we read it. We probably read it. So there's no, we probably read it. It was 17th, I think.
All right. Okay.
So, before I... There was something I've been wanting to say. What was it? I keep on forgetting. Like, every time I'm about to say it, I just keep on forgetting. Anyway, okay, let me just read this. If I remember, I'll bring it up again. All right, so just the few messages we got. Someone said, okay, so let me not lie to you. The person that said this thing, I don't completely understand. But the person said that we stop the violence against people. I don't really know what that means. Although what the person suggested as a topic later on was violence of disability. So I think maybe that's
a
topic
to have.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we could work with that. So thank you.
Actually, yeah, because this holiday was when I realized that there were things I didn't pay attention to that my dad did actually during the construction of the park, like ramps.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't like I did not know it had meaning until December.
Yeah.
And then also it's like the positioning of our rides too. So if you're on crutches, you
make
can still get
for...
on.
Yeah.
These were things that I had no idea. I don't think anybody had any idea. But you know when an African dad does something and sees it and he stands at the corner proud. Like you see when I was doing it, people
that's
what
he
know.
Was.
But yeah, I do see what such a person is saying.
Okay, engineer Isaac
Nigeria
Senior.
Doesn't trust me. But okay. Yeah, Nigeria doesn't pay attention to that
at all, but it's very necessary. So this next one is from a guy who says, "Hi Dolly, hi Isaac. I'm
Hello.
A huge fan of the Route 30 podcast. Thank you. I want to say I am so grateful for all you guys do. God bless you guys. This is my first time of writing. I am going to rant soon. You guys should just prepare.
Oh God.
We're waiting for you. I'm grateful for finding this podcast. This podcast is not only beneficial to under 30, even people above 30. I still benefit from this. Well done, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I feel so excited writing you guys. They do me like small picking when they buy Christmas shoe for Oh, thank you. That is so sweet. And he wanted us to talk more about maybe friendship and beliefs. He was like, how do we do it, Dolly and Isaac? Well, we throw hands, that's how we do it.
To be honest, we throw hands over,
but
by the time
really
we're done with the hands, we come here and it's fine. Nah, we don't, but I think it's been a good lesson for both of us because you have to find common
we've
ground.
Tried. I feel like sometimes it's gotten easier in some sense and harder also in some sense because the older we get, the more firmer we are in what we believe in, and that can be very
a
lot to get through, but we try.
I guess
we try to converse communicate and stuff like that, but ultimately we've been able to navigate it pretty okay.
To be fair, we still disagree on
a lot of things. Don't worry.
We won't fight, but you know how your parents will fight in the room then come out and tell you, how you guys doing?
Anyway, so next one is from Prefernotsi, okay? Who says, hi, Dolly and Isaac. This is me shamelessly begging you guys to come back. I miss you guys.
Oh, we're back.
Thank you so much. Thank you for missing
us.
We're here. this topic that I suggested, I'll read that out because we have plans to talk about it very soon. So.
Okay.
All right. The next one is from a guy who says, you want us to write, but me, I'll just rant on here. You guys took too long. So if you subscribe to our newsletter, you guys already knew during the week that we're coming back. So yes. I believe that this is somebody that subscribed to our newsletter.
So subscribe right? to those says, of you here newly.
Yeah. Says me, I'll just rant on here. You guys took too long. Do you even know what to? Do you even want to know how I survived the 91 days January? Tried listening to other pods; they weren't just clicking. It's only my kind of person that exists in Nigeria. If it's only my kind of person that exists in Nigeria, you guys will win all the podcast related awards for last year. Please, you guys should not do this to us again now. Well, anywho, I'm glad you guys are back. We love you even though upon still. Isaac, please tell us what's our motto or AP for the year, because this is no good for anybody motto. I do not follow them.
Nah, I love it. Nah.
Does not follow the trend.
Nah.
Once again, I'm glad you guys are back. Thank you and Happy New Year. Thank you so much. This is so sweet.
I mean, that was sweet. This, a couple weeks ago, though, I did have three things that were going to be my motto for the year. But as I went on, I realized I wasn't a serious person. Do you want to know what the three were? The three things that I thought to be my motto for this year.
But you didn't end up choosing.
Well, it's still kind of my motto, but it's not that serious. Hold on, let me check my notes. I noticed like I use my notes app a lot now. Sorry. I feel under pressure now. Wait, where is it?
Yeah, let me wait for it. Fine, let me read the next one.
Okay, yeah, read
next one is from a guy who says, normally this thing we will not do, it makes sense for now.
Sorry now, no vex.
The topic that he suggested is how to never go on breaks.
I feel attacked.
Oh my god, that's too hilarious. Okay, and then the last one is from a guy, from a lady who says, welcome back, Dolly and Isaac. I missed you guys so much. Please give us all the detailed gist of it. So this is my best now referring to that, so we should give detailed gist.
Okay, glad to have
you back. Thank you so much. So those are all our messages for now. Thank you guys for the love.
Thank you. That's funny.
It's hilarious.
Oh, well, let's see how we'll go this year without that. Mm-hmm. By the way, my initial resolutions were, don't get anyone pregnant. Don't let them take you for idiot.
And
actively not grieve for anybody. Okay. But then as the year went on, I was like, I need to actually be more serious. Those three things are still there. Because congrats to those people having kids in this economy. Like, kudos to all of you.
I saw a post on Instagram blog about somebody who went, you know, they gave birth, they were pregnant with five kids.
Yeah.
Life, she's crazy. As the woman gave birth, they discovered, say, there's a six.
I don't understand. Like, they were already, it wasn't like a scan. They were already, like, giving birth in the procedure. Then they found another one.
They found the last one.
Is she a Nigerian?
I believe so, yes. Someone said, some people in the comments said, that last one, the doctor that found it will take it home.
Yes, now. Six.
Guy, I saw that food, what they call it, formula. One is, like, 19 key.
Yeah.
And we've not started talking about diapers and all them things.
No.
Omode is cost.
No, things are expensive now.
Omode is cost. It's cost.
Even without the kids self, just for yourself. Even without,
it's very cost.
Just for yourself. Things are expensive.
Anyway, so I can't remember what it was I wanted to say, but I guess I'll just say what else is on my mind to just say, just to wrap up, I guess, is just to say, be very, also, I think I mentioned this a bunch of times. I always say it and then I forget to follow through, or I stop following through. But it's really just about the things that we say about ourselves and about others. So this year as well, be very careful with the things that come out of your mouth. Perhaps. I think if you realize as a human being, and this is something that, you know, in the Bible we see, but like, I think if you recognize as a human being that the things that you say are very important, it will help you to understand that, like, maybe you shouldn't just say everything.
Oh, facts.
Do you understand? So I want you to realize and understand that the things that you say matter, and understand that, realizing the kind of power that you wield. You know, a person who knows that if they fight somebody, they can kill the person.
Yes.
And so they just show restraint. Even if that's kind of like how it is. So that's how you should take it as, you know. And even for your own self, so as well. Don't say certain things about yourself.
Oh, I like that.
So yeah, that's really what I wanted to. There's something else I wanted to say, but I can't remember. So.
Do you know what just came to my mind?
Why?
Have you ever been swallowed up? Swallowed. Have you ever been so
tired? Stop it. Stop overwhelmed. It. Am I going to do that with you? Please, let's do our song recommendation.
Jesus, come away under the blood.
Hey, under the blood.
Under the blood.
Oh my God. Anyway, Isaac, so what
row,
are
you saying? Row your boat gently down the stream.
If Jesus is not in your life, you will be this man. I know I'm not doing that. Wrong. A little more oil in my lamp, a little
more oil. This is hilarious.
I need to go to the Caribbean church.
Those guys are hilarious. Those things were so funny.
But you know, people always say that even about Nigerian churches as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They say that abroad, like Nigerian clubs are like a club. And I'm...
No, I can actually see it.
You know, because I'm so used to it. So when I've heard it, I'm like, oh, I know. I'm like, oh, because of the way...
Nah, it's the dancing. Nah, but I'm sorry. That's a little more oil in my lamp, a little more. That shit's so funny. But yeah, before we go, let me say, is there any other thing I want to tell you guys? Seriously, the AP for this week is very important because it's very easy to get complacent and just to relax and stop learning in life. But we really need to continue learning.
Yeah.
So, yeah, learn as if you can. Learn as if you will live forever.
Yeah.
And live like you will die tomorrow. You guys, I know Nigeria is hard, but let's try and actually do things that will allow us to live a little.
Yeah.
You know, do you still want to talk about things we want to do on the
podcast? Oh, the last thing I remember that I had been wanting to say really was about what was it? It was about TikTok. All right. Hey guys, so that's one of my New Year things too.
You're not on TikTok. Yeah.
Let me tell you, TikTok is a very hard place. Not hard, really? Like it's easy but hard in the sense that like that kind of out there-ness is not really me. But yeah. I like it also. So
out of your comfort
I reviewed
zone.
A book recently.
Yeah, she did. So, what's your TikTok?
What's my TikTok?
Oh my God, you're not a serious content creator. My TikTok, guys, is Isaac Kanye _. Check it out. Keep up with me.
I will keep on getting better with all the aesthetic sense. People should just be patient.
No. Don't. The world is switching back into original unedited content. Okay. Yeah.
All right, so yeah, okay, like you like my own.
Yeah, I actually I think that sometimes I go on TikTok because I don't want to see overproduced stuff. Just sit in your car and tell me what you're doing.
Okay.
Or walk on the street and tell me what you're doing. I don't like this whole somebody's talking, they're like 500 different graphics. Like, it's overstimulating.
Well, thank you for telling me that. That's very encouraging.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thank you. All right, mine is at dolly.writes, WIRITES.
Okay.
All right, let's give our song recommendations because it's time to go.
Let me see. I only have one.
Okay.
It's Attention by Sounds.
Okay.
Yeah, so I started listening to Sounds in December because I have this chill mornings playlist that pops up. Good vibes. So Attention by Sounds.
Awesome. I have three song recommendations. My first one is You Love Me So by Madison Ryan Ward.
That's even true. Hold on. I need to find the
See pen. Your pen down there.
Oh wait. Okay.
Well, that's true. Please
plug in our playlist.
Yeah, yeah, well after this, yeah.
Okay.
My second one is The Least I Can Do.
Okay.
Did you hear the first one? Should I repeat it again?
Okay, let me write the second one.
The second one is The Least I Can Do by Smokey Norful.
Okay. And then the first one?
You Love Me So by Madison Ryan Ward. Okay. Ryan is with two N's and Ward is W-E-R-D.
Madison, I'll find.
Uh-huh. And the last one is So Will I, in bracket, 100 Billion X.
Okay.
Close bracket, by Hillsong United.
Okay.
All right.
Are these all Christian songs?
Yeah, they all are.
Okay.
So you guys, our playlist Road to 30, Radio 30, is on Apple Music and Spotify. Please what was it called? Follow our playlist.
Follow, like,
it's usually
share.
Like a collection of our song recommendations. Yeah. Follow, like, share, listen.
Listen.
You know, I enjoy our playlist and I hope that you guys would enjoy it too.
Yeah.
So these songs that we mentioned now, you can add them back, like, you know. So, please follow them. I was considering moving to Spotify earlier this year.
Okay.
I'm just so used to Apple. So, I don't think it's going to happen.
To be fair, me, I'm falling in love with them every day. They do this DJ thing now. That plays me songs I used to enjoy in 2020.
That's good.
And I'm like, who is that guy? Who was that guy?
And also, one of the reasons why I like to stay back here is because I know that we still have some listeners that are on here too.
Oh yeah, we need
to maintain it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's it, guys. It was nice catching up.
Yeah. So we're back.
We're back. So from next week, we'll start our topics again.
Yes. So the new year has officially started. Yes. Now that we're back.
Yes. So you guys, I'm praying that you have an amazing week.
And year.
Let me speak some life into you. You know, you are amazing. You're special. You're great. Just take things easy. Do your thing. And the Lord be gracious to you in everything you do.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name, amen.
And don't get anyone pregnant. No, let them take you for
idiot. You can get pregnant if you are
if you're not, please. And also, yeah, that thing you want to do, find it, do it. Okay,
see it, say it, sort it.
Exactly. Find it, do it, see it, say it, sort it. And yes, guys, Road to 30 is back, so we'll see you guys as the year goes. Subscribe everywhere.
Tell your friends about it.
On TikTok, please look
for... You guys know we survive fully up on your word of mouth. Do you guys know that? Please.
Facts.
We need your word of mouth to keep on going. So let it keep going.
Yes. Subscribe to Dolly's TikTok. Subscribe to my TikTok and my...
YouTube.
Yeah. There's a new vlog up there, my wedding experience, to prove to you guys that I was in my own wedding.
So you're one of the groomsmen just doing...
People assumed that I was married. And because I'm Yoruba, when I say I'm not, they will say it's a lie. But yes, guys, we'll see you guys as the year goes on.
All right, bye.
Take care.
Take care, bye.